This week in West Virginia history, on April 25, 1863, about 1,500 Confederate soldiers under General William Grumbull Jones advanced through Greenland Gap, a scenic 820-foot-deep pass in New Creek Mountain in Grant County. Jones's Confederates clashed with 87 Union soldiers who'd taken positions in a local church and cabins. The Northern troops held off several assaults over 4 hours of fighting. After the church was set on fire, the Union forces finally surrendered. The Union side lost 2 killed and 6 wounded, while the Confederates lost 7 killed and 35 wounded. It was the beginning of what would become known as the Jones-Imboden Raid, an ambitious but ultimately unsuccessful bid by Confederates to disrupt the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad and weaken Union control in what would soon become the new state of West Virginia. Today, Greenland Gap remains a place of stunning beauty with towering sandstone cliffs. The North Fork of Patterson Creek, a popular trout stream, flows through the gap. Greenland Gap, which has been designated as a state natural landmark, is the centerpiece of a 255-acre nature preserve owned by the Nature Conservancy. For more information on Greenland Gap, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrashereng.com.